Politicians descended on Petersburg for the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp Convention earlier this month. They included Governor Sean Parnell, Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, District 35 candidates Stephen Samuelson and Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and we've heard from all of them in the news already. Also addressing the ANB-ANS delegates in Petersburg was Mark Begich. He's been endorsed by the Alaska Federation of Natives and the Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. And at the Petersburg Convention, he was endorsed by ANB-ANS.
I want to say Gunatjeech again to you, and I want to teach you how to say your Tlingit name.
Kawastin.
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 It's derived from the Killer Whale Clan.
From the podium, Begich ran through his committees: Appropriations Committee, the Indian Affairs Committee, the Homeland and Government Services Committee, the Commerce Committee, the Coast Guard Committee, and the Veterans Committee. He highlighted that he is part of the rare situation of having both Alaska senators, himself and Senator Lisa Murkowski, on the Appropriations Committee.
Just to give you a sense of how important that is, in Southeast here, $27 million for the Coast Guard dock that's being developed in Ketchikan, and two new Coast Guard cutters that will be stationed there. $100 million for rural ports and harbors. $67 million annually for our marine highway system.
Begich also spoke at length on the benefits of being on the Veterans Committee. He said in the 6 years he's been in office, they have succeeded in bringing better access to health care to Alaska veterans. Veterans living in remote communities used to have to travel to Alaska hubs to get seen by providers.
End result today, with over 30 different tribal clinics around the state, hospitals included, our health care is delivered to veterans, Native and non-Native. For example, in Barrow or in Nome, 800 veterans now can go to that beautiful new hospital there if they want to get health care, or still fly to Seattle or Anchorage, but they can go right down the street. Here in Southeast, they can go to Search, get health care, and the VA will reimburse them. That is something I committed to, now has happened.
Begich says he supports nearly all mining in Alaska, but not the proposed pebble mine. He said he's heard from thousands of Alaskans who are against it. He also said the U.S. needs to work closely on the transboundary mines happening in British Columbia.
I understand Canada as a sovereign country can do their own mining, but we are downstream. That's right. We have to have a unique relationship in how we manage our mines on our side, but more importantly on their side, how they impact our streams. And when I think of Southeast Niblack, Bokan, Kensington, Greens Creek, all mines that I've worked on and helped in some way or another, and all doing a great job. But we need to do what we can and look at mines individually.
Begich questioned his opponent's stance on subsistence and wanted to make it clear that he supported subsistence rights and a rural subsistence priority.
When people say they support subsistence and they follow it by saying the lifestyle, the culture, those are buzzwords for they really don't. The question is, do you support subsistence rights? Rights that are your rights. It is not a culture, it is culture, but it is not by itself a culture. It is a right inherent in you. It is not a right that is negotiated. It is your right to survive, to hunt and fish on the lands that are your lands. This is what it's about.
Mark Begich is running for re-election in the U.S. Senate as a Democrat. The general election is Tuesday, November 4th. This story is posted on our website, kfsk.org, as well as an interview with his opponent, Republican Dan Sullivan. For KFSK, I'm Angela Denning.